This year, California became the first state to legalize home kitchen businesses, but so far, only one county, Riverside, has started issuing permits. As part of our California Dream collaboration, Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports on the impact of the program and why it's poised to expand.
Kulwant Sengu's day doesn't end when she gets home from her full-time job at a medical device company. In fact, that's when her labor of love begins. She sells home-cooked meals from her kitchen, one of 22 cooks in Riverside County permitted in the last few months.
I just love to cook. My grandpa in back home in India, he used to have the restaurant, and I used to watch him all the time. How he's doing it, what he's doing, you know?
She specializes in Punjabi cuisine. Other kitchens in Riverside offer Asian fusion, soul food, and Mexican barbecue. Sengu makes her samosa dough from scratch and stuffs it with potatoes, peas, and herbs. She dunks the savory pockets into a vat of hot oil and then moves on to smoking her chicken kebabs. The samosas come out flaky and golden, and the kebabs have a spicy kick.
I'm having it with some of the chutney, and it's really, really good. It's smoky, really flavorful.
Orders typically come in through an online platform called Food Gnome. A usual night brings in 7 or 8 orders. When it's busy, she'll get around 15. State law lets home cooks sell up to 60 meals per week and gross up to $50,000 in revenue per year. The limits are meant to keep kitchens from evolving into bustling restaurants in residential neighborhoods. Sengu says her kitchen business supplements the income from her full-time job, but she imagines it could someday lead to something more.
Maybe in future, I would like to go to college to learn, do the preparation and all those things professional way. So maybe later on, I have my own restaurant.
Matt Jorgensen, co-founder of the advocacy group The Cook Alliance, says that's the goal of California's home kitchen law, creating an entry point into the food industry for amateur chefs.
Single parents, underserved minorities, low-income communities who oftentimes are already selling food informally to make extra income, but the philosophy behind this law is that they should be able to legitimize, they should be able to do that legally and safely without fear of criminal penalties.
Jorgensen is optimistic that the home kitchen movement will spread. In September, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill clarifying technical aspects of the law, mainly related to health oversight. According to Jorgensen, that's encouraged more counties to consider rolling out their own programs.
Alameda County, San Francisco, and San Bernardino are planning to start working towards an ordinance in the coming months.
But some opposition remains. Kathy Shin is an attorney with the city of West Hollywood. She says the law gives counties too much control over kitchen programs, which could create zoning problems that cities have to deal with.
Traffic impacts, parking, potentially noise and smells. These are all concerns that are traditionally addressed through local land use authority.
She says West Hollywood isn't necessarily against home kitchens, as long as the city has more regulatory control. Back in Riverside County, the program appears to be gaining popularity with foodies and people living in neighborhoods with limited healthy options. The online platform Food Gnome has started hosting pop-up events to help home cooks introduce their dishes to more customers. On a recent Friday evening, Sengu brought her Punjabi cooking to the kitchen at Arcade Coffee Roasters in the city of Riverside. Didi Ballesteros stopped by with her husband, Tomas, even though she was a little skeptical about the home kitchen concept.
But then I started to look at the website, and I'm like, oh, wow, these people are, like, legit. They have, like, certifications. So then I saw that, and I'm like, okay, I feel a little bit better about that, you know?
After a plate of chicken tikka and basmati rice, the nutrition coach and mother of two said she's open to trying more home kitchens.
The food was delicious. Definitely. I would do it again.
Scott Rodd, Cap Radio News.